Welcome to Life as a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Each week, we will feature inside information about the music business, the creative process, and marketing and technology that helps connect fans with music. Drawing on more than 20 years of music training and performance experience, Patricia Danielli will share details about her musical career, her original music, and the creative process for how songs happen. As a virtuoso who both sings and plays many instruments, and has experience that ranges from performing at Carnegie Hall to the Caribbean and Europe, Patricia has much to share as a composer, performer, and producer. Rich Greenwood, who as a journalist, marketing writer, photographer, and videographer, has worked with some of the most powerful brands on earth, including Apple, Google, B of A, Pizza Hut, and more. Rich and Patricia will talk about how they are building Patricia's brand in the music industry, and how you can use these tools to further your business and music careers. Each week, Patricia and Rich will interview music and business experts on what works and why. Each week will be an example of how life as a melody is played.
Well, hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We are so excited about today's show. Today's show is about music and the music business, but it's also about motivation. What motivates us as musicians, as people, how music motivates us, and how we, in as part of the music business, can stay motivated. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning.
So we have a great show lined up.
Yes, we do. We're going to do things a little bit different today because I felt like it was important to talk about some more inspirational topics today. So we kind of we're kind of reworking the format a little bit. But we have some really inspirational guests on today.
Fantastic. And our first guest is Tina Michelle. Tina has a amazingly wide range of activities that she's involved in, most of them connected to uplifting and helping people. And we are so excited to have you on the show today, Tina.
Yes, I'm here.
Tina, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We talked the other day with our mutual great friend, Eric EZ. And folks, we are part of the Easy Way Network. We are big proponents of the easy way of doing things, and we're proud to be part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And Tina, we were talking the other day about some of the amazing things that you are involved with, and I immediately thought about how you would be fantastic for the show. Talked to Tricia about it. She said, okay, and I wanted to bring you on to tell the folks a little bit about what you're involved with and your shows and about the subject of being motivated, being in the moment, being ready to succeed at any time.
I would love to. I would love to. And first of all, I want to thank you guys for having me on sort of at the last minute. We just met the other day, so I'm really excited to be here and talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is music. That's my favorite. But I am Tina Michelle, and my show is Tina Speaks, and people can find it on tinaspeaks.com. And just recently, through the same mutual friend, I decided to do my show The Easy Way. So it's now Tina Speaks The Easy Way. So, and he does make it easy because Eric Zilli knows his stuff, and he is a stellar guy, and I love him. So backtracking just a little bit, the music industry for me was not real until I realized the industry part. I had love for music. I did shows. I didn't know they were professional. I was only about 14, 15 years old when I did my first live gig with my brother Kevin Dean, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer. But we just decided we wanted to jam, right? And my mom got sick of us jamming in the house. So our first show, we did at the Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York, is where I came from, not realizing it was a big deal to rent a theater and a big deal to have other artists there and a big deal to sell tickets. You know, people paid tickets. We just wanted to have a jam session and not be in a hole. So that's where it started for me 20,000 years ago when the dinosaurs walked the earth.
Okay.
It became a passion from that point forward when it comes to empowering the craft so that people can enjoy it, not just sort of practicing my 3 to 4 hours a day as a classical musician, and but really wanting to be out there and share a message, not just be seen, but share a message of change and transformation. I didn't realize it started back then.
Wow. I love that. That's really cool.
So, and you're being a young lady, a consummate musician. I've only heard raves about you. I'm very proud of you that you stay on top of your game when it comes to your craft.
Oh, thank you. And like you, I believe in having a message, like not just being a performer, but having a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's important. And what people don't realize when we say that, they go, oh, the warm, fuzzy stuff. But if you look at every sort of pop icon that really has achieved iconic success, their brand has to do with bringing themselves to the table, and that's what you and I were talking about, Rich, right?
Yeah.
And going through a process of being authentic and being able to know what you believe, what you represent, so that people can believe you and not just believe in you. We all have the potential to do great things, but you need to be believable. And the game has changed since 2008. This is a whole different game. We're in a full industrial reboot, and I think it's beautiful. The indies have it. This is how it started in Motown, right? This is how it started in the streets of Detroit. It started this way in Nashville, where you have independent people putting out their product, and the people decide that they want it. That's why the Grammy Association 2 years ago added the independent category in a meaningful way to their award roster, because they can't avoid it. So I think it's a beautiful space. It's a beautiful space for creativity, musicians, because of social media. But please, what I always encourage people to do, bring it to the table. You're not just an artist. You're not just playing something. Please be the CEO of your space. Know your business. Know what you're about. Know that the people around you are not for you. They're capitalizing off of your skill set. Be smart enough to be able to understand all these different aspects. Don't just think your manager is going to do it. Don't just think your lawyer is going to do it. Understand how the checks are written in this game.
Wow.
Tina, when we talked the other day, you mentioned a few icons that you've already worked with, such as Shakira and Kid Rock. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to work with people that are already in an iconic stage. What do they talk about, and how do you think they stay popular?
Well, Shakira is a new development. We're working on a concert for her in October, which will be something very cause-focused, very exciting, with several nonprofits. So it'll be, you know, it's a brand-new relationship. And Kid Rock we got to do a show with. But some of my favorite brands, like Mary J. Blige, that we had the opportunity to be nominated for her Grammy with, and Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears, and this is all through my brother's brilliant production. Even down to songs we didn't even like. I mean, there are songs that we wrote that we hated and they won the Grammy. They were completely by accident. And then my family brand, which is Naturally 7, which just, you know, they got their American release coming up in February. They've been around for a while, and they opened up for Michael Bublé, and they were so popular in Europe. We had to sell them to Europe because America didn't understand music at the time. They were part of the Happy Meal in Germany. So the process is the commitment to believing in your expression, not just making it. The commitment to your voice. The minute you forget that part, you forget the whole game. It's no longer fun. It's no longer sexy. You might as well get a job at Carl's Jr. This is going to be the same grief, the same pain, the same aggravation. But when you stay aligned in vision, then all those circumstances become mute. And that's one thing I really focus on in the development process. So if I can get your vision bigger than your circumstances, which are the things that circle where you stand, then you're going to be unstoppable.
That's great. That's really good stuff. And Tina, tell us a little bit about your experience as an author. You're working on some very interesting stuff. Could you tell the fans just a little bit about the work that you're doing?
Well, I want to let everyone know that I started as an artist first, right? So I started as a lyricist and a performer in a genre that you didn't see little brown skin girls. I rocked hard. I was a hard rock kid, right? So
wow.
I have not changed my soundbite or my message since 16 years old when I was saying stop violence, stop bullying, stop pain, stop hatred, stop racism. I was saying the same thing when I was in this group called Avatar Blue when I was 16. Mm. Now, think about the name of the group, and you're talking about the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very difficult for a girl at that time with brown skin to make it beyond New York City, Chicago, London. You know, it wasn't a pop conversation because I was in your face. So what I've done over the past few years, I can't take any credit for it. It's actually God has cultivated me in the same message in any type of communication system. So what I mean by that is I have a book, I have a CD project, I have a radio show, we have a television show. It's not a lot that I'm doing. It's a 360 brand that we've created with the same message. So however we get the message out is how we're going to get the message out. So the book that you and I discussed called The Real is not just a book. I consider it a modality or experience, whereas I'm really compelling people to land in their bodies and ask themselves the hard questions. What am I here to do? At the end of the day, how do I add value to people around me in the universe?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is, I just make people smile and make people feel good. Some people don't smile all week. That's great. But are you centered on that when you are performing, when you're singing? Are you looking at my vocal cords don't feel good? Or are you looking at that one person that has to hear your message? Otherwise, they don't hear your message, they're going to go home depressed and sad. That's how you need to perform.
Yeah.
So The Real is about that. The Real is about results, empowered, authentic living. And it's a book, it's a coaching school, it's a modality, it's the way I do my interviews. What's the truth about it? I don't want the fluff, I don't want the Hollywood, I don't care about your fandom. What's the truth about what makes you move every single day? What compels you to the next moment so that you can still be aligned in vision?
Excellent, Kyle. Can you repeat the name of that book, please?
The Real Manifesto, Manifesting the Real.
Yeah. Got that.
Well,
okay.
So, Tina, let's cycle back to the music for just a few minutes. You know, you mentioned that you spent a lot of time, 3 hours a day, taking classical music lessons, right?
That's how I started, as a little woodwindist, yes.
So you and Tricia can take notes about that, because she certainly has spent a lot of time in that. And could both of you just say for a minute, what motivated you to keep going? And Tina, you go first.
Well, I believe music saved my life. Being raised by a single mom in the projects, so a lot of kids were doing a bunch of things, and it wasn't forward moving.
Mm-hmm.
Music gave me a space where I can be uniquely me. I can release my emotions, my aggression, my happiness, my sadness, my confusion. And also, mm-hmm. there's a very supernatural thing about music. It keeps you in a vision space. So you're seeing beyond your circumstances. It keeps you in the realm of imagination. So it saved my life.
Wow. Well, that's something to keep you going. How about for you, Tricia? What motivated you to keep going when the lessons got tough?
It kind of felt like something. It's always felt like something I've had to do, and it's weird to say, because you know you don't do things just because you have to. But in this special case, like, it's like somebody was telling me, or I was telling me, I mean, come on, but you have to do. I don't know. You have to do this. It's not very.
Sometimes you just have to do it anyway.
Yeah, you're compelled to do it. You know that it means something, and it may mean very little, but yet it means everything, and it's hard to describe to people who don't have that type of commitment to your craft.
Yeah, like even if one person was listening or if one person cared, it's like, well, that's my job, you know?
Hmm. So, Tina, let me ask you about something else, and maybe, Trisha, you can chime in on this too. So you know, we all have bad days. We all have, mm-hmm. we all feel bad in a particular situation. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend to artists and people in general that they do or say to themselves when they are feeling just terrible that day, but they have something important to do?
Sing, or whatever your craft is, whatever it is that you are, do that, be that. I always tell people you're a human being, not a human doing. So you're going to get your thread of energy from who you be, right? And that's going to shift your behavior, and then it makes you believable. So that will inject, that's a quick injection. I can wake up in the morning and go, time to make the donuts. But the minute I get my hands up and either I get my flute and I play or I sing, the whole the energy of the space just shifts. And I'm ready because I'm focused.
Wow. Yeah. So, Tina, again, this has been an absolute thrill having you on the show. Please give us again a list of ways for fans to get in touch with you. Make sure to give a shout-out to EZ.
Tina Speaks doing it the easy way. And we do have some new stuff coming up. I really believe in saving the American family and that we need to have sort of a revival outside of what the churches do and the government does. We need to have family revivals. And so we're going to be starting a show next Saturday called Moms Chat Live. I'll be just talking to moms about dealing with keeping the energy in their household, staying focused, creating time for themselves, and raising empowered children that are focused on their futures. And that's thanks to Eric Zuli in the easy way.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks again. And may I say, God bless you. I hope I'm not offending anybody by invoking the name of God. But thank you again for being on the show, Tina. We're going to definitely have a lot to be talking about in the near future. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
So that was fantastic, right, Tricia?
Yeah, it was.
That was really, really good. I was so motivated by that. Now, we have another guest on the show. We're very, very happy to have him. And Tricia, I'll let you introduce him and give you guys a chance to talk for a few minutes.
All right. I think we are skipping to a quick commercial break, and we will come right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Since 2003, Skip Pass, design director of West Coast Leather, has been creating beautiful new leather collections. Working with television, movies, and magazine features, Skip is the designer to the stars for leather fashion today. West Coast Leather selects only the highest grade of leather. This ensures that each piece of clothing feels as soft as silk to the touch, is light to wear and move about, and durable enough to last a lifetime. This is one of the key reasons why West Coast Leather is known for the finest quality leather clothing in the world. West Coast Leather creates new collections each season and continues to push the envelope on leather design, from sexy corsetry to military styles and riding jackets, raw edge washed leather with exotic inlays, eco-friendly leathers, as well as the inclusion of amazing silver hardware. There is no limit to where West Coast Leather can take leather design. To get your leather fix for 2014, go to westcoastleather.com or visit them in San Francisco at 290 Sutter Street or 400 Castro Street, or call 415-362-8300.
That's great. Are you all right? Are you ready to hear our next guest?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about him? You know some things about him.
Oh, great. So Edlinger, CEO, is an amazing person. He is not only CEO of an important company, he has a personal history that is exciting and thrilling and important. And his history both includes music and life-changing and even life-saving events. He went through some very difficult times, was able to, through a number of different techniques that he'll tell us about, to save his life, and he has been involved in saving lives of other people. And Edlinger, we're so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here.
All right. So good to talk to you again. So, and I'm glad you can finally, you have more of a chance to talk about this important topic.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited.
All right. Where does it start for you? What is, what's the way that you know you're reaching people?
So it all started in sixth grade when I just started playing around with music, nothing big. I just was like, oh, this is fun. And it ended up saving my life, and not my own music, but Mac Miller, one of his songs saved my life. And after that, I decided I wanted to go out and with my own music save other people's lives. And so I released a mixtape, and I got so much hate on it and everything. But then a few months later, I started getting emails and, like, DMs on Twitter from fans, and they were like, I want you to know that you saved my life with, like, your songs, and, like, you inspired me to start doing music, and your story, like, changed my life, and you actually saved my life. And so once I figured out that, like, I had saved lives, I was like, wow, like, my dream has already came true. Like, I don't need anything else. I accomplished what I went after. And so after the first life, I was like, wow, like, I saved one person's life. Like, oh, my gosh. And then the second, the third, the fourth, and actually a few days ago, I saved a fifth life. And it is just so touching to be able to say that my music that I create and that all comes from me can have such a huge effect on someone else's life.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think music is a lot about, like, the right feeling at the right time, and, you know, things hit people a certain way, and it leaves a really lasting impression.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so this is something you definitely want to continue for a long time. You have plans, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
All right, that's exciting. What's one of your favorite ways of reaching people?
I do follow sprees a lot, and I'll follow a bunch of people, and I'll pick like 200 of them to DM, and I'll direct message them on Twitter, and I'll reach out to them and start talking with them, start the conversation, and a lot of the times the people will be like, wow, like, I can't believe that you're actually, like, talking to me and everything. And I'm like, well, like, I'm reaching out to my fans. Like, I love you guys. You're the reason that I'm here, and, like, I want to help everyone that I can. And so that's one of the ways that I like doing it. And people are always like, other artists don't do this. Like, they don't acknowledge their fans at all. And I try to acknowledge my fans. I try to retweet them, favorite them, reply to anything that I can as much as I can because I care about them.
Yeah, I totally feel that. It's like, you know, it's better when you have some kind of real relationship with them, right? Yeah, I definitely feel that. Were there any people who inspired you in the ways that you inspire other people now?
Well, the song Best Day Ever by Mac Miller saved my life, and he was my inspiration for the longest time. But now Jake Miller and Hoodie Allen, they both have inspired me. I've met both of them. Hoodie Allen actually, like, emailed me about my mixtape and everything, and he was like, oh, I love this, like, I'll see you at the top, and I was like, that's crazy, and so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, what are one of your plans for the future, if you don't mind, you know, sharing these secrets?
Yeah, well, I'm planning on doing a lot of shows in March I have a few shows. I'm doing one for Children's Miracle Network in Las Vegas, and that's supposed to be a big one. So I'm kind of just traveling around, doing shows, meeting fans, and just trying to inspire and change as many lives as possible.
Awesome. What's your stage performance like? I mean, you got a team up there, or?
With the Vegas shows with the Children's Miracle Network, they asked me to come on and kind of take over my whole set. And I decided I don't want to just, like, have all the limelight on me. I want to have, like, other artists that I'm personally friends with, Devin Wolf and Tyler Tierlink. I wanted them to come out as well and just have three different types of genres of music, but we all link together to create multiple songs. And so when we came together, that was just something magical because we are completely different genres. Devin's metal, I'm hip-hop, and Tyler's indie.
Wow.
And so it just came together, and it was amazing. And so that's for the Children's Miracle Network Las Vegas, they always are like, you three need to come out again and perform because you touched so many kids' lives, and they were like, they loved you, and you guys put on an amazing show. So that's mainly the team that I travel with the Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, wow. Cool. I mean, I've been, you know, all my life I've been into it, and I just, like, how did all my life get created?
Well, at first I was creating the half and half mixtape, messing around with beats, and eventually I kind of got this beat set up, and I was like, okay, I really like this, and I wrote the verses, and I hadn't written the choruses yet, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I couldn't think of anything. And one day I was jamming with my friend Tyler, the one who comes out to Children's Miracle Network, and both of us, I started, like, doing this little melody, and then he's like, oh, like, switch this, and then, like, it'll be perfect, and then we got the chorus, and I was like, that is so sick, and, like, because Half and Half mixtape is about half party, half message, because my positive mixtape, which was my first mixtape, everyone was like, you're only a message rapper, you can't do anything else besides message. And I was like, that is not true. I will prove everyone wrong. And so that's when the Half and Half came out. And so that was one of the party songs that I wanted. And since I'm a CEO, I just thought that'd be fun to kind of play around with, like, all my life as CEO.
Wow. That's really cool. I like that. And of course,
tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, it's called One Bite. It's a dental product. And right now, we're just selling it around the world and trying to just get the market even bigger than it is. And it's a revolutionary invention for dental technicians. So they can, instead of just having, like, so many sets of bites for the articulation and the alignment of the mouth, it's just one bite, and then you're done, and it's perfect. When other times, they'll take, like, three or four different ones, and they'll still not be perfect, and then it wastes thousands of dollars and hours of work and material, and then it ends up being a bust. So this invention prevents all of that in just one easy process, and you're done.
Wow.
So how did you end up being how old are you now?
I'm 17.
So folks listening on the show, if you want to be inspired to be the CEO of a worldwide company, Edlinger is here to tell you not only can that happen, but it can happen while you're saving lives with music. Very impressive.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. Is that red sports car in the video yours?
No, it's not. It's my friend's dad's, actually. I was just like, oh, this would be fun to, like, throw one of his cool sports cars in the video, just kind of like all my life as CEO, right? And so I just thought it'd be fun and kind of, like, funny because, like, the cliche rapper has, like, a $500,000 sports car in the video. So I thought not only would it be kind of, like, funny, but fun as well, and just kind of have just really fun with that video.
Right. Cool. Well, it came out really well. And, you know, I definitely get that vibe from it, so.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So talk to us about your Easy Way experience. I saw you on Easy's show.
Yeah, I actually got connected with Easy, and I went onto a show, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. And it just, so many unexpected things happened. They had my girlfriend go on the show, and I had no clue. And it just was like, it was so different than anything I've ever experienced. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, it's so fun. I got to connect more. And so me and Eric started connecting more, and now I'm doing the easy way.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. That's and we're talking about Easy Way Broadcasting. Check it out, Easy Way, E-Z-W-A-Y. And if you're listening, you can call in. And my number is 914-338-1303. Yeah, I'm very. Do you have any other any videos planned, like upcoming?
I do, actually. I'm actually currently working on an inspirational song about my suicide story. And
I'm working
on that right now, and I'm planning on doing a huge music video for that and hoping that that's going to be a huge hit because, like, I'm pouring my heart into the song, and this song is the song that I want to save, like, millions of lives.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is going to be amazing. I really, really am excited to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. What an amazing feeling. Like, what does it feel like to actually just, you know, be a lifesaver, a musical lifesaver?
I honestly, like, when I first saved this kid's life, I just was in shock. For, like, 10 minutes, I sat there, and, like, I just had chills down my back, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, I never knew I was capable of this. And literally any person is capable of anything that they put their mind to. And I never thought that my music that, like, would just save, like, 5 lives. I never knew that. And so now when I hear about that, like, when people tell me, oh, you saved my life, I just go into shock and just I think – those people are going to have families one day, and if they weren't there, those families would never exist. And so I just think how amazing it is. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The impact is huge. You never know how huge it's going to be. And, you know, don't underestimate what you were put here to do, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, as artists, it's like we need constant reminders. But you know, whatever that needs to be, maybe it's just like surrounding yourself with people who motivate you and inspire you and, you know, but I mean, listen to this. This is great. This is all my life. It feels so good. And then, you know, take a break from it and work on something else or... You constantly writing or what?
I'm constantly writing, and currently me and Shane Sparks are actually talking about music videos and upcoming things. I'm just constantly writing every day. I actually graduated early from high school last Tuesday, and so every day I'm just constantly working and writing 24/7.
Congrats!
So I'm excited.
Are you kidding me? That's exciting.
I know. Amazing. I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
And
right.
what are some of the other artists that you're inspired by or that you admire?
I would say Macklemore for sure, because he isn't only like one of those like rappers without a message, but he has fun with his music, and he also just has so many messages in his music as well. So he can kind of do both sides of things. I really respect him for everything that he's accomplished and done. It's amazing.
Cool.
Awesome. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now as an artist or as part of this movement of helping people? What do you see happening with that?
I see myself being not only a motivational speaker to the youth and to inspire, but also going on world tours and being able to affect the whole entire world, not just a country, but reach out to billions of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. So, you know, we want to hear a little bit more of this song. We're gonna listen to a little bit more of your song, Ed Begur, and then we'll come back after that.
Awesome.
All my life is CEO, yeah, CEO, yeah, CEO. All my life about that CEO. I'm gonna grow, everybody gotta know how the money becomes dome. Now we sitting top low, that's right, that's me. I don't care what you see, call me the cook, I make that bread, chef boy, y'all D, please. You see me? I don't see these in respect, the ones that pointing fingers at the freak. The kids are always doing whatever they want. Mac Miller is one of those who always taught. You taunt, I talk, try, now I never stop, cause I'm running from the cops. Now red dot shot, bullseye, never touch again. You better make sure I never stop. Burn you in flames faster than switching lanes. So let's be fast, can't stop saying my name. Watch me get heated, I'm up in fame. I'm CEO, taking over Chief Game.
All my life is CEO, yeah CEO, yeah CEO. All my life about that CEO. All my life is CEO, yeah CEO, yeah CEO. All my life about that CEO.
Doing good, these kids are best, but that's who we are, what we do, say country fast. Point so sharp, money and a start, the road less travel, that's a new art. Making fun, no stress, that becomes no success. No star, I make it so far, 17 young. My fans go my hard with the biggest heart. Open to me now, I'm changing lives, that is the ground. Everyone's path, listen to the beat, change your type of rat. Madness, pure bliss, emotion in this. Be young, be fun, success isn't the one who desires and pushes to make the money run. You know I always be doing it so well. I waited all the time to just hop in a skin. Now I'm pushing up all the sales.
All my life is CEO, yeah CEO, yeah CEO. All my life about that CEO. All my life is CEO, yeah CEO, yeah CEO. All my life about that CEO.
Well, that's pretty amazing stuff, Angley Girl.
Thank you so much.
What? That is so, we are for sure going to be hearing you in the future for a while. I mean, that is so fresh. I love it.
Thank you, thank you.
Wow. Man, I better ask you the juicier questions now because, people, I mean, you're going to be tired of all this pretty soon. You're
gonna Hopefully not.
All right, so I got to know, this is just one of the ways I am. It's pretty weird, but do you keep your room really clean, or are you a messy room kind of guy?
You know what? I apologize, guys. This is the engineer for Life as a Melody. Evan just dropped. He'll be right back in. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break here. Oh, there he is. Never mind. He's back in, folks.
There we go. I don't know what happened.
We're back. And all that matters is that we're back. So, all right, clean room or messy room? Do you have OCD? Or
definitely messy room. And I will clean it up, and then I'll be like, it'll probably be like a week until it's back to normal, and I'm just like, hey, you know what, I give up. I'm just going to keep throwing my clothes everywhere. I don't really care. It's a dirty room for sure.
All right, so you got a system that's supposed to be more organized than keeping everything clean, at least from what I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, so we got like our hang-ups, you know, as artists sometimes. We like have a little bit of OCD, or we're a little bit, you know, just constantly busy doing something all the time.
Yeah, depends. With my room, definitely not.
Okay, would you say you're kind of like the type A personality, though? You're like, you know.
I definitely am working 24/7 of my life, and
yes.
I stress myself out way too much. I work way too hard for a 17-year-old, but, like, I love what I'm doing, and I'll keep doing it until it kills me, so.
That's cool. Yeah, that's crazy. 17. And so what about, like, you know, if you're anything like I was in high school and stuff, I mean, I was such an overachiever. I had no time to think about boyfriends and stuff like that. Is it the same case for you?
I wouldn't say I was an overachiever. I think sophomore year, I was like, okay, I'm going to enroll in these hard classes and everything, and then ended up not doing so well on the AP tests that I took. And I definitely wasn't – I definitely had my focus on girls during high school more than school itself.
Oh, wow. All right, that's cool. So you were more like the ditcher than the teacher's pet?
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
I didn't
fail
any classes, though. I mean, I graduated early, so that says enough. That I did good enough in high school to graduate, so.
Definitely. Yeah, that really counts, too.
Let's dial it back just a little bit to when you first started creating music. So, you know, you're young man or whatever, and you're just thinking, boy, I'm dealing with stuff. How did that end up being expressed in music, and how did you know that this was something that you wanted to do or could do, and then how did you feel once you started, getting in the studio and actually making the music? Tell us about that process.
So first was I've been in music my whole life. I played violin since I was in kindergarten, piano, guitar. There's a lot of different instruments throughout my life, and I've taught myself stuff. And so I just kind of was playing around, and then one day I just made, like, a random rap song, and I sent it to my friend, and we were, like, laughing about it. And then ended up in ninth grade when I had so many things going on in my life, and I fell into depression. And I had no one to help me. I was alone. I just felt like there was nothing that could be done. And so I started using music as my outlet. And I don't know why I used it. I just played around with it one day, writing a meaningful song, and I felt so much better after I wrote that song. And I was like, wow, this is actually like a helpful outlet that I can use. So after that, I started putting more and more work into the music and started like actually trying to create something that could be listened by other people and not just me for getting my emotions out.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you say to other people listening on the show or that you talk to that one technique that might work for them as it did for you is to try to express their pain creatively somehow?
Oh, 110%. I think if you're in pain and if your life is just like a mess and you feel so alone and everything, you feel like you have nothing left and nothing to like really take it all out on, if you find something creative and you go at it, even if you're not good at it at first, I sucked when I started. I was horrible. And I kept practicing. And if you just keep practicing with that thing and if it makes you feel good, keep doing it. And that can be your outlet for the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's great stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's unique, you know, at what they do and how they do it and, you know, playing instruments and stuff like that. You already know that your own style sometimes makes you feel like, well, you know, that's why you're here to do it, because maybe you have the right message for the right person.
Exactly, yeah.
And Trisha, you were about the same age as Edgar when you started writing music, right?
I think I started around 14, actually, and yeah, I mean, you know, been developing, you know, music a lot in high school.
Were
yeah.
you motivated similarly to Edlinger, or was there a different motivation for you to start creating music?
Definitely, you know, different unique circumstances got me into it. I just basically felt that I was drawn to it at a young age, so I knew it was something that I had a special connection to. And then in terms of it becoming like a necessity or like I needed to share a message, I think that happened in middle school when, you know, it was just a hard time. You have problems maybe at home or with family or at school. It can be very hard. Like, other girls get really, really mean around that age. And,
you become your own support system, you know, with music, and then realize that you're not alone and you want to share that. So, I mean, I guess it impacted me, like, in ways like that throughout my life.
It sounds like some of your music in the background there.
Yeah. That is a song called This Ring. I put that about a year ago. Actually, when I was feeling kind of like, you know, kind of down about, I wonder if I'll ever find somebody like that, you know, enough for me to write a song like that. And I didn't find somebody that day, but I wrote a song that day. So I know that if that's possible, then the other.
There you go.
Possible. That's how music happens. I mean, it happens to heal. It's like bleeding. It's like a form of the body healing itself, or the soul healing itself in this case. You know, music is a healing, a source of healing.
Nice. Edlinger, can you relate to that too?
Definitely. I think that with music, how she was saying, you really are your own support system, and if you don't have anything to support you around you, like, it's going to be so hard for you. But if you have something to lean on, such as music or art or film, whatever it is, and it's something that you create, that's a part of you, and that can really push you up when you're like, oh, I really like this. Like, I'm proud of myself for this, and, like, I actually feel it, and I release this, and it really supports me as a human being. And so I really definitely understand and relate to that.
Yeah, and as a songwriter too, I'm sure you feel that, you know, you're the creator of the song and you're the performer of it, and it's your job to do both. You know, maybe that song came to you because you are going to perform it in a certain way, and that's, you know what I mean? So.
Of course, yeah, I definitely understand. It really, how you perform it really portrays the song. And if there's a hype song, obviously you're going to be jumping around high energy. But when there's a depressing song that, like, really means a lot to you, you're going to show all of that emotion. And people are going to see that on you and really be touched by the emotion that you're showing through how you perform that song.
Yeah. Yeah, the way you portray a song, you know, it's, the way you deliver it, it's like your job just as much as everything else is. You know, you are, a lot of times in this business too, you're like your own support system. You know, you're your own, I guess, your own little team, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Teamwork is really important, and it's the name of the game, but you also have to be your own team, you know, when there's nobody else around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So Tricia, let's give another shout-out for ourselves. Could you tell folks about how to stay in touch with the show and everything like that?
So you are listening to Life as a Melody, and that is Life as a Melody on our Facebook fan page, and we're taking likes right now. And you can also get to our site. It's on Blog Talk Radio, and there's a number you can tune in. I mean, you can call in if you're tuned in, and the number is 914-338-1303. And we are doing it the easy way.
So, Edlinger, so are you, you're already in L.A. right now?
I am. I just got here.
Nice. What's the weather like?
Well,
is it a beautiful day today?
Yeah, I actually drove 12 hours from Utah, and about 30 minutes before the radio show, I was having troubles checking into my hotel, and it was just the most stressful situation. Literally 5 minutes before I called in, they let me in my hotel and everything. So now everything's good, and in L.A., I'm loving it. Edlinger CEO's out here.
Nice. Boy, you know, and right. You know, that's a life lesson, and we can certainly relate to that kind of thing where you're right up against the deadline, you're right up against being on stage, right up against being on air, and you just pull it together, right?
Yeah, of course, that I've been through so many different things where you really have to compose yourself as an artist, no matter how bad the circumstances, you yourself have to really be ready for anything.
So true. That is true. Yeah, are you guys going to that event tonight, I think?
Yes.
All right. So.
All right, well, Edgar, it's been so great having you on the call. It's been so great, you know, talking with you. We look forward to building our relationship further and finding ways that we can support what you're doing.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much. And if any of the listeners want to look me up or anything, go to edlingerceo.com, spelled EDLINGERCEO.com. And I'm doing it the easy way.
All right. Doing it the easy way. That is awesome. Do you have, like, a modeling manager right now? Or, I mean, you know.
I'm with an agency. But they haven't really done anything for me, and my contract ended with them, so definitely not really right now.
Oh, wow, okay. Interesting. So, So what about, like, other hobbies and stuff? What do you do outside of music?
I do a lot of things. I also am a YouTuber, and I try posting a video every Monday. But that's a little difficult with the business and the music. So I try my hardest to do that. I snowboard back in Utah, greatest spot on earth, longboard. I don't know, I just love being active.
Wow. You're not kidding. Snowboarding is serious. That's, like, scary to me.
It's not too bad.
I mean, you could get hurt in all kinds of ways. That's something
for real.
So.
All right. Well, Edgar, this has been so fantastic. We're going to be going to a little commercial break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show.
Okay.
But thank you so much again for being part of the show, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, so if you had to choose between... All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Fridays, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Well, what an inspirational show this has been, right?
So cool. And he's 17. I mean, that's just like the things he can do, you know, it's incredible.
It's really amazing. Good. And it was great hearing from Tina Michelle, too. So, folks, if you enjoyed the show, please share this on your Facebook page. Please share this with people that can be inspired. If you're in the music business, if you're thinking about getting in the music business, or if you you know, you're just inspired by music, that pretty much covers everybody.
Yeah.
This show was definitely a winner for you.
Yeah,
and Trisha, it was great hearing your stories about part of this too, because, you know, one of the things that we were talking about before scheduling the show was how important music is to most people. You know, music gets to us. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about the other day is how uplifting music can be and how it can touch on emotions. You know, like you and I have an affinity for an artist that some people don't have an affinity for. We both are fans of Yanni. And, you know, folks, if you haven't listened to Yanni in a while, go check him out on Pandora. You know, he's not just a, you know, mullet-wearing, good-looking Greek. He is a fantastic artist, and you can't help feel good when you listen to that music, right?
I love that description of it. Yeah, you try. Go ahead and try me. See if you get mad listening to Yanni. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, there's so many good things for the soul, you know, with
right.
his use of the whole orchestra and everything. Anyways, I'm not going to go there, but definitely this is mind-opening you know, things about music that just kind of transfer people from one level to another. And it touches everybody like that. And that's why
absolutely.
We keep referring to life as a melody, because the whole thing is the way melody works. You know, it's just...
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's uplifting when you need it to be. And so, you know, that's why I wanted to do this show, because artists especially, or people who are thinking about getting into the music business, they need to be uplifted, you know, more than they think, you know, sometimes. Like, we're so busy working all the time, working and trying to be a perfectionist, you know, which is common for a lot of other, like, dancers. I mean, even cheerleading. I mean, like, you think about it, and you're so competitive at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're competitive with yourself, you know, and so it's really important to find inspiration and not just talk about fluff, but talk about how it affects your whole business, you know, because it does.
Well, you're so right, you know, and folks, it's important to forgive yourself and forgive others, because if you focus on what you want, if you focus on where you're headed, if you focus on what you love, if you focus on what you can do, you have a path towards happiness. You know, Tina and Michelle was talking about earlier in the show that we are human beings. You know, we're not just human. You're not just humans, we're human beings. So you are in the process of becoming who you want to be, becoming who you could be. You know, and when Tina talked about what makes up a pop icon, you know, one of the things that I've seen time and time again in these behind-the-scenes videos of all the icons that we know, that we currently follow, we see them behind the stage, and they're working things out, and just like Edlinger was dealing with, or just like we were dealing with today, stuff happens right before the show, and then you go and do the show, and ba-boom, it still comes out great, right?
Right. And my friends, if you want to have this other option, we have a live chat option where you can chat live and interact and ask your questions about the music industry and get some advice from these accomplished professionals, you know, while they're on the show, things like that.
Nice.
We also have a caller from the 815 who I'd like to talk to.
Hi, Trish.
Hello.
I just heard the last couple of minutes of your show, and it sounds really interesting and great. I just wanted to call and say hi. I wish I could watch your whole show, but I don't know how to work the internet so well.
Oh, that's okay. Mom, thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Did you get anything out of our guest today?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hi, and maybe I'll hear the recorded show later. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening. And
it's really great.
Thanks for being an inspiration, Patricia.
It's really great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later. That is Rose, everybody. That's my fantastic mother. She is my Mamma Mia, as I call her. And she's really, really supportive of, obviously, music and, you know, the love that me and, you know, and we have for it. Me and a lot of people have for it. So... people like that are important. I know you'll probably, you know, hear from her a lot. She and I are so close that we talk every day.
Nice. It's great to have a support system. It's great to be inspired. It's great to be inspired by the people that love you. And so once again, folks, if you want to connect with us, please do. The show is Thursday at 10 a.m. Please tune in. Please bring your friends. And connect with us on Facebook.com/lifeasamelody.
Mm-hmm. Life as a melody. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, folks. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Life as a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Life as a Melody is meant to be played and played loud. The rhythm of life is more harmonious when we tune into what we are all after together. See you next week.